I'm Jackie Vetrano from Skidmore College.
And I'm Logan Bishop from Belmont University. You're listening to Higher Ed Social.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. We're super excited to be recording this episode because it's just me and Logan today, because we're going to recap how great of a year 2017 was for the show. We're now at the end of our third year, which is pretty crazy. We don't really have seasons, but I guess we consider this our third season of Higher Ed Social. And for all of our listeners that were with us from the first episode, we really appreciate you for sticking with us and spreading the word about this podcast, because really the only advertising that we do is word of mouth. So the more people you tell, the more people that listen, and we really appreciate that. So continue to tell your friends about this podcast, whether or not they work in higher ed or no matter where they work in higher ed. And if you're just joining us, thank you, because we're really happy to have a couple new listeners in our inner circle. So it's been a really great year, and 2017 has brought some great stuff for the podcast, but also for both of us, really. Big thing for me, I got to start grad school while still working at Skidmore. So I go to Georgetown now online. So I'm an online student. So if you have questions about the online student experience for your UX research, let me know. I can definitely answer those questions for you. And Logan, you have some great news too, right?
Yeah. I mean, earlier, it was actually in the latter part of 2016, I was promoted to web and digital media manager at Belmont, but I kind of haven't really talked about that on the show, I don't think. But now I've got a full team, a really awesome team, and we've been able to do a lot of amazing work this year, so it's super exciting. And it's been a great year for the show, too. I think we've done almost 20 episodes this year, which is pretty good. Considering all the stuff both of us have gone through, especially in the last like semester. So it's been pretty good. And we have some really awesome episodes to talk about today.
Yeah. What's our listener rate? Have we reached any great milestones?
Yeah. So we are up to 23,000 total downloads for the 96 episodes of the show that we have. So that's really good.
Woohoo. That's really exciting. Thank you so much, listeners. We really appreciate it. And we're really excited to see what 2018 brings for our listenership.
Yeah, we've definitely got some interesting things and ideas for this fourth season. So stay tuned. We might be doing some new stuff and have some new kind of ideas and things that we want to do. So I'm super excited. Like, I'm super stoked this year. And, you know,
I put out a call on LinkedIn for some new guests, and there were so many responses. So I'm really excited because we have all these new guests, people that are all over the country and even the world, I think, and they work in all different parts of higher education. And really, if you are thinking about like some resume building or just an opportunity to get your name out there or talk about the cool things that are happening on your campus, the only requirements is that you have to work on a college campus and be awesome. So we know you're awesome. Our listeners are awesome. So let us know if you want to be on the show. We're always excited to meet new people. Even if you don't think you're doing great things, you are. You definitely are. And we want to hear about them. So you can reach out to us on Twitter at HES Podcast. You can find our website too at highered.social to listen to some other great guests too.
Oh, and we joined the Radio Public directory this year too.
Yes, we did. We did. Which is very exciting. So we're pretty much anywhere that you get podcasts now.
Right. We are. So let's talk about some episodes.
Yes.
So
you go first.
I'll go first. So one of my favorite episodes this year was one of our first episodes this year, and that was with Bruce Floyd from the University of Florida Athletics. And that was an awesome episode. It's even one of those episodes with like the little cut in at the end. And if you didn't stay to the end of the episode, it was pretty awesome.
You missed out. That's why I listened to the end of our show. All the way through that ending music. Don't spoil it.
I won't.
It's pretty good.
But we did talk about...
It's pretty awesome, actually.
I mean, yes, the whole episode we talked... Well, not the whole episode, but a good chunk of the episode we talked about a fax machine. Now, I know facsimiles are not something that people think about in the, 20 teens that we're in right now, but This is a very interesting fax machine. It's the Gator Fax, which is the way that students who are signing to be student athletes at University of Florida is how they send their stuff in. It has a Twitter account. It's just a great episode.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to talk with Bruce to kick off the year, just because athletics is not, I think, consistently marketed across different institutions, especially based on what division you're in, how much athletics is a part in your culture, how big it is. So at Skidmore, for example, we have a really, really, really small marketing team, whereas at UF, there's a huge marketing team. So it's pretty cool. I'm double dipping. So we had two guests who actually were both attending the same conference, and they were both speaking, and it was pretty cool. We had Geralyn Williams and Wayne Glass, and they're from totally different institutions. I actually don't even know if they know each other. They'll have to confirm that for us.
Yep.
But they both headed to the ACPA conference and were talking to us about their presentations, which is always cool because I think professional development is something that is really important in higher ed across pretty much every silo. And I think that's really unique about our industry. And it's a great way to network. I mean, that's how Logan and I met, was at a conference, and now we have this podcast. So if you missed the ACPA conference or missed their presentations, you can listen to it, to what basically their pre-version of it was, which, you know, as a presenter, I know that the version that you have 2 weeks before the actual presentation might not be the same as the version that you give at the presentation at the conference. But it's still really cool because we don't really talk a lot about professional development or really presentation opportunities on this podcast. So it's exciting to get some presenters on the show.
Yeah, and wasn't Wayne on a committee?
Yes, he was. And that's something that's really cool about, I think, like talking with Wayne about the committee side of it, because even though a lot of us go to different conferences or multiple conferences every year, we might not actually be on like the other side of the curtain. So Wayne got to fill us in on all of that, which was really cool.
Weren't you on a committee this year?
I was. I had the chance to be a track chair at the EduWeb conference, which is a conference for higher ed marketers and web development folks. And it was great. I kind of came in as like a pinch hitter at the last minute to fill in for someone who could no longer commit to the role. And it was really cool. It was my first time being on a conference committee and also serving as a track chair. And then I was also presenting at that conference, and I won best of track at that conference, which was really cool. So EduWeb was a really great experience for me. I got to do all these great new things and meet some amazing people, some of which we've had on the show.
Yep.
It was a really good time. And I have the chance to be a track chair this year again. I guess I'll plug it shortly. It's going to be in San Diego this year, which is really exciting. So if you've never been out to California or want to go to San Diego or want to go to a conference that immediately follows San Diego Comic-Con, because that's when it is timed this year, think about it. It's a really cool conference.
Yeah. And another awesome thing, too, is that you can hear Jackie talk about her experience with another one of the track chairs, Jason Beauchet, in episode 91.
I don't know if we talked about it on that episode, but Jason and I, there was kind of a social activity one night, and it was a bar crawl. But because there were so many people, that we split up into three groups that went to three different bar tracks, if you will. And Jason and I were team leaders together. And because we both start with J, we were team J, and it was a great time. So I hope one of our listeners was on team J. They know how great it was, but it was a good time.
Next up on our list of favorite episodes is episode 89 with Ben Osborne. Now that was our first international episode.
I think this wins for the year. I think this was probably our winning episode, just because I never thought we would get someone outside of the United States, let alone like the continental United States. And
how about
we
the hemisphere?
Nailed someone, not international, but yeah, like in Australia, which was super, super hard for us to schedule, but we made it work.
Yeah, whole other hemisphere. And apparently they do things a whole lot different in Australia, in that their schools aren't residential. like ours are. So students live at home. They don't really have dorms except for international students. It was just a really interesting episode. Learned a whole lot. And hopefully we'll have some more folks from outside the U.S. This year. I'm really excited about that.
I just wish we had the reason to like travel to do this podcast, because that would be really cool.
It would be cool. I'm hoping to leave the country this year, go somewhere, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll come along with you. It'll be really fun.
We'll see how it goes. So do you have an episode?
I just recently recorded this one. I was a big fan of having Josie Elquist on the show. She's someone who I've wanted to have on our show from the very beginning. But Josie is a very busy lady, as many of us probably know, or if you were listening to our episode with her, you understand. She works at Florida State, but actually works remotely. So she teaches an exclusively online course about digital leadership, which I think is really cool because this is a topic that is not really specific to one aspect of higher education. I think everybody can learn and really exercise this type of digital leadership that she talks about in her classes. So it was really cool to chat with her just about her lifestyle, because not a lot of us work remotely. It's a different world when you're, as she joked, like working off of United Airlines, like she has an office there. But, you know, a lot of us are living maybe 10, 15 minutes away from our campuses, which is a cool experience. But to work from home and work remotely is a whole different ballgame.
Right. And, you know, with her, we talked about data a little bit, didn't we?
Yes, I love data.
And we have a lot of data-heavy episodes this year talking about social data specifically. I think Brock Tibbert, which was episode 95, we talk a lot about data there. And then Dr. Liz Gross from Great Lakes Higher Education, we really get deep into the data with her, as well as with Gil Rogers. Like, we have like a whole string of episodes where we talked about
a lot
data.
Yeah. We should have planned that better.
We should have.
Maybe we'll do a data panel episode where we get Gil and Liz and Josie to get together.
That would be very interesting. And that's all I've got as far as favorite episodes go.
Your highlights? I mean, I would be able to argue that every single one this year was a highlight for sure.
I would agree. I had a lot of fun with this year's guests. I really have enjoyed this year. Our guests are some of the top minds in higher education, which has been awesome. And that's something that folks who are on the show need to realize, that just because we've had like really like well-known people in higher ed doesn't mean that you can't be on the show too. Because this show is about everybody in higher ed, not just the people who are thought leaders, but also the people who are in the trenches doing the work. We want to know what your experience is, because that's really important to everybody, because everyone needs to know what everybody does. And that's kind of the point of the show, is to break silos. Or to deconstruct them. Jackie and I were having this kind of conversation the other day, because deconstruction is not destroying, but taking the best parts of everything and putting them together into something better.
Yeah.
Which is just a great mission, I think.
Well, I'm glad you're on board for that, Logan, because we're in pretty deep right now. So.
Yeah, I know. But I wanted to say this too. I have the best co-host ever. So, thanks for...
I'm paying him to say that.
Thanks for sticking with us for 3 years. And, you know, I'm really excited about our next year.
Yeah. In 2018, we've got some new ideas that we're still fleshing out. So we can't say them on a live show right now, because if we say them, that means they have to come true. And we're not sure yet. But we have some ideas for the format, as well as our guests, which we're super excited about, because we already have a list going for 2018. But we should probably preemptively apologize, just because Logan and I both get busy with grad school and now with work. So if we miss a week, we're really sorry, but we really appreciate you sticking with us and spreading the word about this show.
Yeah. And so here's to 2017 and on to 2018.
Yes. Happy New Year, listeners. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, find our website, higher ed.social, and take a listen to all the great episodes from 2017 and even the year before. And have a great New Year's.
Happy New Year.